and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of December, 2007. It's the anniversary of the worst mining disaster in American history, the Monongah disaster, which took place about 10 in the morning on this day, 1907, in Monongah, West Virginia. An explosion in the Monongah mine shook the ground as far as 8 miles away, buildings destroyed, streetcars knocked over, people in the local town thrown to the ground. 362 men and boys died from the explosion and the cave-in. And on this day in 1917, an explosion destroyed about a fourth of the city of Halifax, Nova Scotia. 1917, height of World War I, Halifax was an important port city, ships carrying supplies over to Europe. One of the ships in port was a French supply ship, the Mont Blanc, carried 200 tons of TNT, 2,300 tons of other explosives, 10 tons of cotton, 35 tons of flammable chemicals, all stored in vats on the upper deck. The Mont Blanc collided with a Norwegian freighter, which started a fire. The crew of the Mont Blanc piled into lifeboats, paddled frantically away. A crowd of onlookers along the shore watched the fire on the ship, not knowing about the cargo. The docks were full of spectators. One of the only people who knew about the cargo was a dispatcher at the yardmaster's office. He started telegraphing warnings around the city, kept sending out warnings, even though he knew that an explosion would come at any minute. And it did. The ship exploded, the single most powerful man-made explosion at that point in human history. The dispatcher was killed, and more than 2,000 other people. It's the birthday of Sylvia Townsend Warner, born in Middlesex, England, 1893, whose first novel, Lolly Willows, was a big bestseller in the United States. Joyce Kilmer, born New Brunswick, New Jersey, 1886, who wrote the poem, I Think That I Shall Never See a Poem Lovely as a Tree. Ira Gershwin, born in New York City, 1896. It's the birthday of the photographer Alfred Eisenstadt, born in Tetsu, Poland, 1898, who took the famous photograph of a sailor kissing a nurse in Times Square at the end of World War II. And it's the birthday of the novelist Susanna Moody, born in Suffolk, England, 1803, settled as a young woman in the backwoods of Canada with her husband. She decided somebody needed to write about the reality of pioneer life to warn other people away from it. And she wrote her book, Roughing It in the Bush, came out in 1852, became a classic of early Canadian literature. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred, entitled Grandma's Grave. Mother and I brush long drifts of snow from the gravestones of my great-grandfather and grandmother, great-uncle and aunt, two of mother's brothers, each less than a year old, and her last-born brother, George Shorba, dead at 16, 1925 to 1942, a mastermind, my beloved son. But we can't find the grave of Grandma, who buried all the rest. Mother stands dark-browed and musing under the pines, and I imagine her as a child, wondering why her mother left home so often to tend the sick, the dying, the dead. Borrowing a shovel, she digs until she uncovers 1889 to 1962, Mary Shorba. Mother almost never cries, but she does now. She stares at this stone as if it were the answer to all the hidden things. A poem, Grandma's Grave, by Freya Manfred, from her collection Swimming with a 100-Year-Old Snapping Turtle, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.